Their music is extremely alive. Her sound quality, it's like jewelry to me. The sounds are so pure and so vibrant. Even when she got to her electronic stage, which was totally extraordinary, when the music was more atmospheric, it was still so rich.
For me, as a woman composer, she's a composer who has kept a really unique voice. She does write pattern music, but she's been doing it in her own way for so long that she is her own school. Like she has this body of work that really is Anne Southam's sound. So in that way, for me, she is a feminist. That she has a very strong creative personality that has nothing to do with schools that are often forefronted by men.
An impression that one might have of her at first meeting, more kind of intellectual, very, very thoughtful, very curious. In her music, I hear all of that, but I also hear a tremendous kind of emotional expressiveness, upheaval, oftentimes about as tender as music can get. What I like about Anne's music is that, to me, she's dancing. She's, even when the music is very minimal and has lots of spaciousness, there's a dance always.
Anne Southam blasts the stereotype of the Canadian composer. She's proudly, politically female in a stuffy male universe. She's rejected the academic life. She's never had to worry about money. And she's made her name not in the concert hall, but in the world of dance. Thank you.